I remember it immediately felt right to me, like a shoe that fit the first time you tried it on. That night, and for the next 10 years of opening weekends, I received my family's inheritance, a passed-on identity dedicated to advocacy through storytelling. I realized with each year gone by that law was only the family profession. Communication was the true family passion. To no one's surprise, I wanted to go to law school and become a trial lawyer. And after practicing for 10 years, I still don't know of any other profession like it. I get hired to handle problems with people I personally don't have problems with. What's more, the opposing party also has their own lawyer who's getting paid to have problems with me. Every day, I go up against people whose primary job is to make sure that I lose. When it comes to a jury trial, the stakes can't be any higher. How I communicate and how I teach my client to communicate can mean the difference between recovering their livelihood and losing it forever. Each case is a new lesson, whether I'm deposing witnesses, cross-examining parties, or giving arguments before a judge or jury. My entire purpose is to run toward conflict. Now, if you're inclined to believe that I learned my communication skills in law school, don't. Law school teaches you how to apply the law, principles of contracts, torts, constitutional law, and state and federal rules of procedure, all important. But you won't sit in a class on how to speak to each other with empathy. You won't hear a lesson on how to diffuse a heated argument. Law school teaches you how to read the law. It doesn't teach you how to read people. I had to learn that part myself. "Do you yike it?" my sister Sarah squealed through her pacifier as she brought me the 5th round of invisible pancakes. As the oldest of 4, I loved being the big brother. By the time I was 13, my bond with my siblings was so strong that they obeyed me almost better than they did my parents. I was like a mother hen wherever we went. And by the time I was 16, I was driving them to school while we were going over their spelling words. Now, to be clear, my parents are loving and wonderful people. I was only as good as I was because they poured so much of themselves into me those first 4 years before my sister was born. I also just truly enjoyed the responsibility of being the big brother. Being the oldest supposedly leads to more emotional stability, initiative, and the like, but for me, it taught me to hone communication fundamentals at an early age. I quickly learned how to acknowledge Sarah by pretending to gobble up the invisible food while smiling and saying, delicious. I found that words of kindness worked better at getting her to open up than words of anger. My younger brother, Jonathan, would say my name repeatedly. They call me Bubba, a southern term of endearment for the eldest boy, and stammer until he got his sentences out. I learned that if I patiently waited and repeated his words back to him while nodding my head, he felt understood. He also couldn't say his consonants for a long time, only vowels. I naturally became his interpreter, identifying nonverbal mannerisms and foreseeing situations that would frustrate him before they happened. Jacob, my youngest brother, was the most emotionally intense of the three. He felt his emotions big, quickly losing his temper. I figured out that if I slowed my words and lowered my voice, so would he. And I learned to let him feel his feelings without me taking them personally. That sometimes a hug said more than any words I could say. Each sibling had a unique personality that took a special approach, a special touch, to connect with them on a deeper level. One of the most critical skills that I developed as the oldest was my ability to mediate and resolve conflict. If 2 of my siblings began arguing over our sister's Polly Pocket, I'd quickly stop the yelling, have them each give their side of the story, and then make the judgment call on whose turn it was and what the compromise would be. And it worked. I became proficient at teaching my siblings how to communicate their needs, as well as understand the needs of one another. Serving as the role model for communication between my siblings was daily life. Now married with 2 kids of my own, it's still daily life. I've been the communicator in every phase, every relationship, every friend group.